I did it. I finally pushed record. Welcome to the very first, the very short, but nonetheless, the very first episode of Unzipped. I have been wanting to start a podcast for a few years now, and I finally decided to just go for it after chatting with a couple of my friends and listening to them share their amazing ideas on all the things they wanted to start. And of course, me enthusiastically telling them to just do it, just start it, go for it. I couldn't give them that advice and not listen to it myself. So here we are, and it feels so exhilarating. I have a huge vision for what this podcast can become and do for those who decide to listen in. So why Unzipped? Well, the title came from an hour and a half long walk with a friend I had the other day as we were brainstorming ideas for what I could call my channel. If you've ever started something and had to name it, whether a business, podcast, a book, maybe even just a paper, you know that titling it can be like the hardest part because you have so much that you want the title to represent. But she said Unzipped and it stuck, and I actually really love it. Being unzipped to me is truly opening up and digging deep inside yourself and allowing yourself the freedom to become the best version of you. True self-awareness. I love the saying, self-awareness is one of the most beautiful gifts you can ever give yourself. Unzipping yourself so all the amazing things that are inside of you can be let out for the world to see. Becoming your best self takes a lot of work and honestly, a lot of guts. My entire life, I was never afraid to be or stick up for myself, and I give a lot of credit to my parents for that. I even got kicked out of my high school basketball practice once because the coach asked what was wrong with us one day during our practice because during our conditioning, we were looking a little draggy. Well, just before practice at school, me and some of my girlfriends were talking about how we were really sore and just honestly tired because we had been doing two-a-days for about 2 weeks now. So I just said out loud after he asked, because we're tired, and he did not like that. But hey, he asked. But somewhere around 23, I slowly started to zip myself up and I began to no longer listen to my heart and who I really was and what I knew I could become. Why? Because who you choose to let into your life is very important. I got around people who slowly led me astray of who I really was, and I started to become who they wanted me to be instead. But praise God for always giving us the choice to choose a new path. I felt a tugging on my heart leading me into a new direction, and I chose to listen. Choosing to listen, honestly, can be the scariest part. But like they say, your goals and dreams lie just outside of your comfort zone. And at 29, I finally started to choose myself again, and the zipper was unzipped. Ugh, freedom. So here I am, more self-aware than ever, and so excited to continue my journey of unzipping my best life along with my husband, Josh. I want us to unzip ourselves and share stories that have brought us to where we are today. Maybe you will learn something from me. Maybe you will learn something from a guest. Either way, my hope is for you to become fully self-aware and live your life fully unzipped with so much joy and happiness. Nothing pains me more than seeing people live life all zipped up and unhappy. Because let me tell you, once you unzip it and feel the joy and happiness that comes along with it, every day will be a good day, even the ones that have a little suck in them. So let's get started and unzip your life.